love listening to podcasts? Why don't create them firsthand? But is that difficult to launch? No way when you have the right partner like Buzzsprout. I'm using Buzzsprout for this podcast, and let me tell you, this is the best podcast partner. They not only distribute your podcast on apps like Apple, Spotify, Google Podcast, but also get you the most trusted analytics for your podcast, plus a handsome website for your podcast. So no hassle to go anywhere for anything. Just tap the link given in show notes. So Buzzsprout gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for the paid plan. Buzzsprout, the best and easy way to launch your podcast to go next level with it. Click the link below in the show notes to know more.
Are you familiar with the child counselor, good parenting? I'm sure you are in some or the other way. But this episode would be about that only, right there. I'm sure you are screaming like, why Kush? Why this? We all know about child counseling and parenting. But trust me, hang on there. Let's throw some stats here. According to the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, more than one student commits suicide in India every hour, with about 28 cases reported every single day. Is that enough? No? Well, according to the WHO, mental health conditions accounts for 16% of the global burden of disease and injury in people aged 10 to 19 years, including mental health disease. But you'll ask me, what do these all numbers prove? I would say then, this issue is very debatable and complex, as it revolves around a relationship between a child and a parent. But can we try to address it properly? Yes, let's jump in right in then. This is episode 3 of Are You Familiar With This? With your host, Kush Bhatt. And thank you for tuning in this episode. So today, with us joining in, Parita Kachalia from Mumbai, a teacher, child counselor, blogger, artist, and yes, of course, lot more, to be a torchbearer for us. And we'll discuss and explore adolescent mental health and parenting after this short break.
Give your child a screen break, please. Online studies, entertainment, video games, all are contributing somehow to an eye strain on your child. So why not switch to audiobooks? This episode celebrates a new audiobook, The Shaper Chronicles, Winds of Change, narrated by Guy Barnes and written by Ethan Westhoff.
You half-mad little bastard. I actually thought you intended to relax with a bit of music. There's been talk of bandits, and you knew it. You think it funny to play your little trick on a friend who looks out for you, even when you don't return the favour. Your particular fascination for the prank goes too far. Sid interrupted, chuckling, a bit of his madness slipping into his voice.
I sure did, Mr. Bjorn. It was a good time, though, yeah? Stabbing and slashing about. Joyous fun. This sure wouldn't have come out if I didn't. We wanted to speed up the process. I warned you with a look, if you remember. Hells, man. You fight better with your blood up. You might have thought to capture them elsewise, and then we'd be babysitting nasties all the way back.
Welcome, Parita, and thank you for hopping in.
Yeah, thank you for letting me in and giving me this opportunity to spread this awareness about child counseling and child's health.
So can I address you as a mediator or harmonizer?
As a mediator.
Great then. So I have mentioned a bit about your work. Please add some more of it if you could.
Yeah, definitely. So I initially started my career as a teacher. And once I started continuing, when I was teaching in class, I saw that there are many issues that kids are concerned with. Some kids are not able to remember. Some kids are able to, like, they cannot understand, even if they can remember it for long, but then they skip certain words. So that's where I bumped into becoming a counselor. Why is this happening? Because wo ek bachcha hai, uska dimag सिर्फ एक लो लेवल पे है, साइकोलॉजिकल इश्यूज हो सकते हैं वो बच्चे को. सो आई लिंक्ड ऑल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स दैट इंस्टेड ऑफ ब्लेमिंग लेट्स स्टार्ट अंडरस्टैंडिंग देम रादर देन जस्ट पुटिंग योर डिसीजंस ऑन देम. सो आई बम्प्ड अप इनटू काउंसलिंग एंड देन यस रेस्ट आई एम इनटू आर्ट्स एंड स्टफ. सो दैट इज जस्ट लाइक अ सेल्फ थेरेपी आफ्टर सूदिंग सो मेनी पीपल अराउंड. आई गिव बेस्ट टू माई सेल्फ.
ग्रेट देन. सो व्हाई चाइल्ड काउंसलिंग एंड टीचिंग? इज इट यू वांटेड टू डू इनिशियली लाइक फ्रॉम द स्टार्ट बिकॉज योर प्रोफेशन एंड यू नो वर्क रिवॉल्व्स अराउंड आवर फ्यूचर जनरेशन?
या सो एज आई ऑलरेडी मेंशन्ड, व्हाइल आई यूज्ड टू टीच आई फेल्ट दैट मेनी किड्स आर नॉट एबल टू रिमेंबर. आई सॉ मेनी किड्स ब्रेकिंग डाउन इन क्लास. सर्टन किड्स दे आर नॉट एबल टू एक्सप्रेस एंड इट्स अस हु जस्ट कीप्स ऑन ब्लेमिंग किड्स. So, and when you think of kids, we think of them being very happy, blooming flowers, okay, butterfly roaming here and there, a happy small little creature who have come into human form. But that was not happening. I saw kids crying in class all of a sudden, some abusing other kids, and they were enjoying it. They don't know its effects on others' mental state. So then I saw that people even turned, like at that age, they even started being sad, which had affected their childhood and education. So I felt that this is not the correct age where a child can break, okay, because it's childhood where they have to enjoy and be happy, and eventually that can give them a successful life. So I thought about coming into counseling.
So well, then the follow-up question would be, child counseling and parenting coach as a profession has been growing massively in the last few decades. Why is that now?
So initially, I think when we were kids, so we were not aware about much things, and I think both of our parents were not working. Even if they were, the life was very easy previously. But now the life has become too difficult. People are just running here and there to earn money. Everything has become expensive. Then they have too many family issues also going on internal. Emotionally, the parents are only not stable, which in turn is affecting child. When you get a child, you are supposed to give whole and soul time to your child.
So when I Googled about infant counselor, I got tons of recommendation. And in there, they mentioned other professions like counselors, psychiatrists, and psychotherapists. So could you throw light upon that?
So yeah, this is a very nice question you asked, because we are from a country where we have semi-educated people and we are still developing. So this awareness is very much needed. So there are different professionals related to your mental health. So first is psychiatrist. So they do MBBS and they do MD in it. They deal with purely into medicines. Then we have counselors. So what counselors do is they focus on the present problems and situations. So they do not deal with medicines, but they deal with different therapies like drawing therapy, music therapy, by basically talking and expressing how much you can let out of yourself. So basically, when a child is facing from a mental issue and a child is sent to a psychologist, through drawing therapy, the psychologist would come to know what is the exact issue in a child. So what they do is they ask a child to draw something related to animals. So when they draw, what would the child draw? Too many animals, some animal is hitting another animal, or human is hitting animal. So this shows violence and aggression. So through this, the psychologist might come to know that the child has something related to abusive problem or aggression, or the child is very angry, or someone might be hitting the child. So this is how you come to know, and these are the ways a child expresses, or through a story a child may express. So that is how the counselors work. Now they are also placed on the specific situations or behaviors through which they would come to know. Whereas if you talk about, and even the counselors are all about guidance, support and education to help people identify and find their own solutions to current problems. So basically it's a talk, it's an action and behavior focus, and it's a talk therapy. But when you talk about psychotherapy, it focuses on chronic or recurrent problems. The overall patterns and the big picture is oriented in it. It's a long-term therapy. So it can be continuous also, and it can be intermittent also over years, because it goes for long. You have to talk about your feelings and experience, because at different levels, you have different experiences faced. It may include testing such as personality, intelligence, talk therapy, such as cognitive and behavioral therapy. So in-depth focus on internal thoughts is given and it leads to the personal growth. So that is how your psychotherapy, your counseling and your psychiatrist matter to you. Or they are different in different ways.
So you have mentioned well. So why do people hesitate to visit counselor? I don't find any, you know, issues if you visit with your child. If they can solve their problem, why not?
So I agree with your question. People do hesitate because in our country, there are not much educated people, as I mentioned. It's still growing. People are getting that awareness. So तुम जब ये mental health बोलते हो या mental problem बोलते हो उसका हिंदी version is दिमागी problem. दिमाग में कुछ लोचा है. तो जब भी तुम दिमाग में लोचा आता है तो इंसान के मन में पागल आता है. So first thing, they are not aware of these problems and because of that it leads to other issues leading with it. And second thing, जब दिमाग का लोचा आता है लोग ignore करने लगते हैं. हम पागल थोड़ी है. Why will we go? So basically our country lacks with that acceptance level and I think we need to create that awareness that it's okay. We have to spread that word. It's okay. It can happen. It's just a phase. And for this, the talking and coming across people, different experiences and education works. Because definitely we lack in that acceptance level and awareness. So I think our people in our country do hesitate to go.
So how's your relationship with children and parents as a teacher and counselor?
Okay, so when you ask me this question, as when I say I'm a counselor, I'm not a counselor. I am a friend to them. Like whenever, I think in lockdown also, there were many suicide cases. When Sushant Singh Rajput had committed suicide, people had created many posts spreading all around, talk to people. Don't give up. There is always someone to talk to. I think that is only what lacks. I feel that my relation is very friendly. I'm open to everything. So once you can be friendly, open to everything, and you can let someone come in your comfort zone, you are the best person. उसके लिए काउंसलर का या टीचर का लेबल नहीं चाहिए. एंड वंस आई एम फ्रेंडली एंड ओपन, माय किड्स विल बी एबल टू ग्रैब व्हाटएवर आई एम ट्राइंग टू टीच बिकॉज आई एम फ्रेंडली एंड हैप्पी विद देम. इफ आई विल गो इन एन अग्रेसिव मैनर एंड बिकम अ सडू टीचर लाइक अ 70 ईयर ओल्ड वन एंड आई विल गो वेरी स्लो, कोई भी बच्चे बोर होके वो नहीं ग्रैप कर पाएगा. सो आई थिंक मोर ओवर माई प्रोफेशनल रिलेशन बींग एक्चुअली प्रोफेशनल इन लिटरली टर्म्स, इट्स वेरी फ्रेंडली बिकॉज आई हैव केप्ट दैट वे एंड आई हैव नॉट सेट अ बार बिकॉज आई थिंक वंस आई कीप सेटिंग बार्स देर विल बी रेस्ट्रिक्शंस कमिंग एंड वॉट आई वॉन्ट टू गिव टू पीपल आई वोंट बी एबल टू गिव बिकॉज वॉट एवर आई एम डूइंग इज फॉर अ सोशल कॉज एंड टू क्रिएट अवेयरनेस एंड नथिंग टू बी प्रोफेशनल.
या सो एनी आई ओपनर इवेंट और पर्सनल फैक्ट्स यू एनकाउंटर ड्यूरिंग काउंसलिंग और टीचिंग?
या डेफिनेटली. सो किड्स लाइक वेन आई, there are different psychological issues like ADHD, OCD, anxiety, depression. These are becoming common to kids these days. But I'll tell you one thing. I had met a girl. So she told, like, she was given to her aunt, okay, neighbor, to be taken care of. Because mom was very ambitious and she wanted to make her career. Now the child could not decide at one point who is her mother. Because then they had family issues also. It's my child. But the actual mother of the child had given it to someone else to take care of. And that lady had kept the child as her own child. Whose loss over here? All are perfectly fine in their own career. The mother is earning well. Father is earning well. The other lady is earning well. Child's mental breakdown happened and because of that the intelligent quotient became weak. The child was not able to remember things. The child was completely disturbed. So I saw this thing and my only thing and only message through this thing I would like to give is child is not just a small toy ki tum 2 saal baby babu karke khelo uske saath. वो एक बड़ी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी है. एंड मोर देन प्रोवाइडिंग मटीरियलिस्टिक थिंग्स टू चाइल्ड, लाइक बच्चा रोता है, मनाना है तो आईफोन दे दो, अच्छे होटल में खिला दो, नो दैट इज नॉट पेरेंटिंग. पेरेंटिंग इज वंस यू आर गेटिंग अ लाइफ, इट्स नॉट अ चाइल्ड. आई वुड टर्म द वर्ड लाइफ. वंस यू आर गेटिंग अ लाइफ टू अ लाइफ, यू आर सपोज टू गिव 110% अटेंशन टू योर चाइल्ड, एंड यू हैव टू बी एज इफ यू आर इट्स बेस्ट फ्रेंड एंड यू आर अ चाइल्ड एंड इट्स योर पार्ट ऑफ life. You cannot put your decisions, you cannot give it to someone else when you have got it. So I think this is something which has to be thought of in our country, which has too much of population, and I think I'm talking too much of facts, but sirf ek bachcha karke uske future benefits soche bina, because everyone is independent, becoming independent these days, so kya pata. But you are supposed to give full attention to your child. It affects them a lot.
So this proves that this issue is, you know, a lot bigger than we anticipate.
Yeah, agreed. And I think it's better not to have a child rather than raising a child or getting them have psychological issues. Because this, as I mentioned earlier, this world is competitive. Everyone is thriving to get to top of it. Everyone wants a certain amount of lavish lifestyle. But then it's your child. If you want that, you have to choose. You have to be clear. Because child is a huge responsibility. And beyond that, get a child only if your family environment is healthy. Because like, हर एक फैमिली में हर एक मेंबर को ओपिनियन अलग होता है, वो चाइल्ड को अफेक्ट होता है. बिकॉज इफ फॉर टू रेज अ चाइल्ड देयर शुड बी यूनिटी इन अ फैमिली, देन ओनली अ चाइल्ड कैन हैव इट्स करेक्ट ग्रोथ.
हाउ डू यू आइडेंटिफाई दैट चाइल्ड इज सफरिंग फ्रॉम एंजाइटी और डिप्रेशन, लाइक सिम्टम्स, इफ यू कैन डिस्क्राइब दैट इन डिटेल.
सो व्हेन यू टॉक अबाउट व्हेन यू टॉक अबाउट डिप्रेशन, द चाइल्ड इज वेरी लो. Okay, there are two types of depression. Either the child will be too active and then suddenly start feeling low. Okay, so I think when we are depressed, we get involved into too many activities to come over it, but then deep down we are very low. So that can also be a part of hyperactivity. And anxiety is something the child will keep on biting nails, moving legs in classroom, keep on playing with paper or in with hair, or you know, they cannot sit at one place or keep on talking. So that is being anxious because they want something quickly. It shows that they don't have much of patience level. And when you talk about ADHD, which is very common, that they are deficient of attention. So they will start looking outside window and they will just talk to people around because they are not able to focus. They will put their head down and sleep. Or even mom dad are trying to give instructions, they will play with their fingers. But this can also be anxiety. So it is all interlinked. And this interlinking of psychological issues is because of the events that have happened in a child's life or that are going on in their life. And depression can also lead that they are scared of something. Something is scaring them. It all can also turn into extreme fear. Fear about anything, that they don't feel like doing anything. They are scared. But you are supposed to know why are they scared of, rather than just letting them go.
So this has been the most valuable take home advice for our listeners. And if you notice any symptoms which she just mentioned, please visit a child counselor or psychotherapist nearby without any hesitation. So Parita, it's time for a role play. So I'll ask you a few questions and you'll suggest advice or solutions to it.
Definitely.
So I'm a Jagdish and I'm 13 years old. So my question to you is, how can I talk to my mom about my maths mark, as I got very low marks this time due to online classes and, you know, I'm not able to concentrate on my studies. Actually, I don't like online classes. What should I do?
It's a very nice question, and this usually happens. Kids are very scared. They even tear away their results, okay? They don't show at home because they are scared. But here, I cannot ask the child to stop learning. I cannot ask the child to not to tell mother. I would definitely love to teach the child to overcome fears. Because I think when you are able to overcome fears, you can also find solution. And it's only mom and parents who can sit with you, talk to you and give you true suggestions. They may initially shout, but I think the child should know it's for their betterment. And for this, it's always the parents who need to work to build that relation with them and to always talk out and not always shout and hit them. Because I think that happens with Indian parents. We have that salt in our blood. So yeah, that should not be there. But yeah, you should always have that friendly relation. And I will tell the child, go and talk to your mom. Just overcome the fear. Because if you don't overcome, you will live like a coward for life and you won't be able to achieve anything.
Yes, well said. So we'll go for the second question. So hi, Parita. I'm 15 years old. And I think my father has lost his job in this COVID time. And I don't know how should I react to it. He seems very off to me nowadays. Any clue? What should I do now?
Oh, yeah, that's a very nice question. And I think this is going on right now. But I would tell a child that this is just a phase. You always have to support your parents. You always have to be thankful and have gratitude for whatever you have got till now. So it's okay if you don't get few things for a year or something. Because your parents love you. So anyhow, they are going to give best to you. And they are going to give it to you anyhow. So it's like parents apne liye ek jodi kapda nahi lete, par bachcho ke liye do jodi lete hai. So this is what happens. So I would like to tell her that it's okay. Be patient, support your father. You will get things, have gratitude for things that you have in life. Because there are people who do not have what you have right now. So just be thankful and just go to your dad and say, it's okay, I am thankful for whatever you have given me. So this is what I would like to teach.
We'll go further. So why children and adolescents are struggling to manage their studies, their activities nowadays? And unfortunately, that leads to suicidal tendencies and permanent health issues. Like you have mentioned, ADHD. And we have also gone through this path of schooling, college life, you and me, and exam stress, all things agreed. But suicidal tendencies, I don't know, I have no way, I think. Why is that now very prevalent?
So Kush, it's a very nice question. But I suggest, why didn't you ask this question to parents before asking me? Just like every coin has two sides, same way the child also has its other side which they are not liking. So parents are just having a rigid mindset that, you know, my child has to be the best. It should be having a superiority in society. So I feel that which is not acceptable. The child should also be asked what they are liking and what they are not liking, because it's upon a child whether they want to do or not. It cannot be fitting into their own caliber, I feel. So they should be asked. And when it reaches to their extremist point, so I think parents should understand that they are not bringing a robot into a life. It's their own child. They should be asked what they are liking, what they are not liking, at least for first 16 years of their age. And I think they should accept that it's okay if a child drops a thing. It's okay if they do not learn one activity because it's not their choice. So I think, yes, they should be in that comfort zone. So once they are forced on two things, kids become angry, they get irritated, they cannot cope up, which further leads to their suicidal thing, which is their extremist point.
As I mentioned in the intro, as a good parenting, so is there anything like good or bad parenting? What's your take on it? Because, you know, every parent on this earth wants their child to be a good human being, as you have already mentioned. So how this, you know, good and bad parenting fits in there?
There is, I would like to say, we cannot comment on this. For me, every parent is best for their child. Every parent is doing good things for their child. They are doing out of their own capabilities. But I think it's a parent's environment which is affecting the child. So a parent has to be stable, happy, contented in life to give a happy lifestyle to a child. And the parents itself or themselves have to have a clarity about who they are, what they are, and what they want to give to their child. And the acceptance level in the parent should be there. So this would be my only suggestion. But every parent is really a great Superman and a Wonder Woman to their child.
Yes, totally agree. A Superman or Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, yeah. And I would like to suggest here, I'm sorry to break you down, but I think the wife has to be happy, the mother has to be happy to give the best lifestyle to a child, because eventually the child lives more with a mother than a father. So if a mother is happy, the child would be happy. So I think always the lady of the house has to be happy to give a healthy and happy lifestyle to a child, I feel.
And, you know, any recommendation like books, movies, documentaries, if you can.
I would like to suggest, since after this lockdown phase, I do not want child to play video games because they are studying online. It affects their eyes, which later leads to irritation and affects their mental health. So, and not at all aggressive video games. It's like fighting and all is violence, where violence is included, because it also affects their mindset. Rather, I would suggest the parents to sit with kids and play board games, so that even parents can spend time, they can learn from it, and they all can have a healthy and happy environment in the house. And kids would love that. And when it comes to books, I would not suggest to read any aggressive book. You can always read fictions and autobiographies through which they can set an inspiration to, and they can learn something through people and with a good message that they can receive. And when it comes to movies, I would say light movies, comedy movies, good moral message movies, realistic movies, and not stupid, silly love stories, because kids get distracted, and which actually is happening in today's world. So I won't suggest such things to kids. And I would suggest parents, dada, dadis, and everyone's family, when kids are around, don't watch stupid serials. They learn really stupid things out of it, and their mindset grows that way.
That speaks your experience, I think.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So how do you see this lockdown period and pandemic effects on studies, as you are also a teacher? And it's all gone virtual and remote. So how do you see this changed as a positive, or are you on the negative side?
I like this question. My personal opinion is negative, because I think we are still developing technologically in terms of education. Other countries had e-schools since many years. They are already adapted to it. But over here, kids are not able to understand. They are not able to anticipate things. So out of, even in physical classroom, out of 45 kids, 10 to 15 kids understand at one go. Rest ask doubts, they re-understand, okay? And then we re-explain, and then they get it. And rest, there are at least 10 kids in a class who are slow catchers. But in online, they, even if in physically, if you see statistically 10 kids, yeah, 15 kids online, it's hardly 5 kids who would be able to understand, who are like super geniuses or great graspers. So I think this is just being very led back to a child. And in many remote areas, there are people do not even have a laptop, cell phones. So how are they going to study? So they have stopped education there. So this is like 1 year of led back is 5 years of led back in life. So yeah, this is a part of concern, but it's okay. We'll overcome it, because it's a worldwide pandemic.
So any tips and tricks on how to be a successful counselor or motivator?
Every counselor and every individual is perfect at its work. They have degrees, they have experience. I am here only with my experience, and I'm still learning because I be with such people around. But I would say every individual can be a counselor to herself or himself, as well as to the opposite person. The only thing an individual needs is understanding and acceptance level, and be willing to talk without judging anyone. Then I think if this goes, it can be a friend, a family member, anything, then more than half of the mental issues of the world will be solved.
Absolutely correct. So how do you balance so many things like teaching, artists, counseling, and Instagram blogging?
So I think kids motivate me. I am here because they have given me that chance. I always value them. They have got me till here. So teaching is my passion. They keep me lively. So definitely I give my best. So that's how I am teaching well. Rest, I always want to make everyone happy. That's my motive of life, and comfortable, which turned me into a counselor. And like artist is like, it is my passion. I love expressing myself through paintings. It soothes me. And yeah, blogging, I just started because I deadly want to create an awareness all over the world, or at least in India, that please work for your kids. They are not a toy or just to be left over. You have to talk and understand. And yes, accept. It's okay. It's okay to have psychological issues.
So where can people find your blog? On Instagram?
Yeah, people can find my blogs on my Instagram handle, Parita_Kachalia. And I have recently also come up with Soch Foundation on the same page, where I will be creating mental awareness for kids and what are the different things that they go through and how they can be resolved. You can also find my blogs on Facebook, as well as I make vlogs which are uploaded on both. My Facebook handle is Parita Kachalia.
Great then. Yeah, we will wrap it up. So, very insightful episode and eye-opener for our listeners. So, thank you very much, Parita, for your time and your contribution to this society. So, keep doing it well.
Thank you so much. It was a great privilege to be here and to be called upon by you. My only motive is that it would be correctly taken up by the people and an awareness would be created.
Yes, thank you very much, Parita. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and now I'll say goodbye to you for this episode. And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, do it now so you won't miss another great episode of Are You Familiar With This? Until then, stay safe.